example, are you acquainted with the word casserole?
Would you ever use that word? Casserole. Nowadays they call them casseroles, you know, things. Maybe you have a meat casserole or vegetable or, you know, whatever you want to make. There's so many things and rolls and desserts and whatever, just for salads or...
Would they ever call a thing that we would call a casserole now, did they ever call that by another name?
Well, I can't remember ever hearing that word casserole when I was a youngster.
Would they ever use the word covered dish or hot dish?
Well, yes, you hear covered dish, yeah. Yes, you hear and say covered dishes or hot dish or covered dish.
And that would be the same as a casserole?
That would probably mean the same thing, I imagine, as casserole.
I see. So that was probably
what
you heard in your
garden. Yeah, that's probably. I can't remember us ever doing that much when I was a youngster. So I don't know, it just seemed like, I don't remember, we sort of depended on the neighbors, our entertainment. We'd go, maybe they'd have a dance or party somewhere in your neighborhood or something, but if we ever took any of the refreshments, I can't remember. I think whoever was the host or host of whatever there was probably furnished whatever we had, as I remember, so long ago.
Now, we've talked a little about fruit. What was that fruit that Eve supposedly gave to Adam?
Oh, the apple, of course.
Uh-huh. And did you ever make things out of apples when you...
Oh, yes. But you always had to buy them. We never raised them. Not in our part. They do raise some, you know, they raise quite a lot of apples around in this area, some coating down toward Burlington around. But, and I think even here, I used to have an old friend, an old lady that lived here in town. She even had an apple tree, but we never had anything like that.
What would you call that dish where you would cook the apple and then sort of mash it afterwards?
Oh, do you mean applesauce?
Uh-huh. Did you ever make much of that?
Oh, yes. That's just plain apple. Well, just like fruit, you know, just cooked fruit. And you made pies out of apples. You made, brown bedding. Oh, I wouldn't begin to know things. Baked apples and everything that you made out of apples.
Brown Betty, huh? What was that?
Oh, you made it with sugar and spices and I can't remember. It was flour, something you kind of put into it, mixed it, then you'd bake it, and it was real nice. And then if you wanted to have cream or something, that was good to eat with it. We used to get little crab apples. I know we had to buy them from someplace. I used to make preserves out of them, just whole, you know, you pick them whole, and you left the stem on, then you could just take the stem and eat it right off. I used to make them and pickle crabs and, canned out, everything that we used to make.
Well,
it was so good.
I'd like to talk to you a little about the farm and the ranch now, about enclosures. What different kinds of enclosures did they have, and what were they made out of for animals, for example?
Well, I don't know much of any except fences. You had your place fenced, of course.
And what kind of fences?
Well, it was usually barbed wire those days. You know, you set posts. They had wooden posts those days. They didn't have steel posts, which they do now. And then you string this wire, you know, so many, two or four wire fence, whatever you had, the real tight around it. And then your haystacks were fenced. And then they had sheds and stuff for animals for shelter, of course you had a barn where you had your stall, where you could put, you never had barns that would hold very many, you know, like your team, your horses and things like that.
Now, were there different types of barns?
Well, I suppose some would have more, better or more elaborate or whatever you might say, types of different than a lot of people, but I think we had just a log barn, and then out in the back we had a fence like corral where you'd put hay in there in the winter, and then there was an opening on the back of the barn you could lift up and